From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him Friday, 7 months after he escaped from prison.
Con esta operación,
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said with this operation, 98 of 122 of Mexico's most wanted criminals no longer represent a threat to Mexican society. He said criminals that for many years have hurt the country. Guzman was first captured in 1993 but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that U.S. authorities provided to Mexico. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for the second time in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the house of Beatrice Stockley and took her away. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A suspected U.S. drone strike on Friday killed at least 17 Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan. Shortly after, the extremist group beheaded 7 people in the same area. Officials and residents say the violence occurred in a remote district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Turkish troops on a training mission in northern Iraq have successfully fought off an attack by Islamic State fighters. At least 17 Islamic State militants were killed in the clashes. About 150 Turkish troops deployed to a base to help train Iraqi fighters to eventually retake the nearby town of Mosul, which is held by IS. Iraqi central government says their presence is a violation of their sovereignty. This is VOA News.